Ladies and gentlemen, we're monitoring the Columbia Network, and they are in New York City with at their World News Service. But meanwhile, since they are not taking us to London, England, here we go.
The Japanese have accepted our terms fully. That is the word we have just received from the White House in Washington, and I didn't expect to hear a celebration here.
You've heard it, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here in the Time Star newsroom with a traveling microphone. The war is over. The Japanese have surrendered. The victory has been won. It's official from the White House. You just heard Bob Trout. President Harry Truman has announced the end of the war. The Japanese have accepted our conditioned reply to their surrender offer. They will lay down their arms. There it is, the news you've been waiting for. It's over, all over. For some neighbors of yours and mine, the war ended long ago when the messenger arrived with the telegram saying killed in action or died of wounds. Let's have a thought to that tonight. The sounds of the guns have been stilled. This is August the 14th, the day to remember. The word from Washington that President Truman has announced the acceptance of the Japanese surrender terms. This is the day you wondered about on September 1st, 1939, when the voice of Adolf Hitler swept upon the ears of the world to announce the Nazi attack on Poland. This is the day you wondered about on December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor. And then you said, this is it. And whether you'd fancied yourself an isolationist or an internationalist, you knew that that was it. You wondered about your own loved ones back there December 7th, 41. You wondered whether they would survive it. Well, many of the boys will come marching home, and others will lie beneath the white crosses and stars in far places. Places whose names we'd never heard before that Pearl Harbor day. And so now the war is over. The victory is won. The American people have a new litany of names which have been consecrated by American blood. The blood of boys and men from Cincinnati and Covington, Newport, Lebanon, Ohio, Greenville, Dayton and Connersville, Indiana and Lawrenceburg. A litany which tells of far places and calls up the vision of beach landings in an inferno of fire and steel. We can hear the whistles in downtown Cincinnati. They're breaking loose because this is it. This is it, friends. Now it's all over in the Pacific, over in Europe. It's over, friends, save for the white crosses and the memory of those place names you'd never heard of before this war started. The job has been done in the Western world and on the land and seas of the Orient, and let's not forget it. We're traveling alongside our newswire now. As a matter of fact, if we can get to the window, maybe we don't have to get there. You can hear the bells and the whistles in downtown Cincinnati. I don't know whether they cut in above the news wire ticking, but Mr. Truman made the announcement that it's over at a press conference. He read a statement which said, I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specified the unconditional surrender of Japan. In the reply, there is no qualification. That's the way President Truman said it. Let me see if I can get to a window. You can hear the bells and the whistles out there. Now Cincinnati can really celebrate. The thing is over and Johnny is going to come marching home. Friends, possibly Columbia Broadcasting System has got something that I haven't got down here on my tickers, so we take you to CBS.
This is Columbia's news headquarters in New York. Our last great enemy is defeated. The Second World War is at an end.